From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt said Friday President Donald Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement was courageous and urged Americans not to apologize for the decision. He also said that withdrawing from the accord didn't mean disengagement.
Exiting Paris does not mean disengagement. In fact, the president said yesterday that Paris represents a bad deal for this country. It doesn't mean that we're not going to continue the discussion, to export our innovation, to export our technology to the rest of the world, to demonstrate how we do it better here is, I think, a very important message to send.
Pruitt did not respond directly to a question about whether Trump believes human-caused global warming is a hoax, as he did during the presidential campaign, instead of emphasizing the agreement did put the U.S. at an economic disadvantage. U.S. President Donald Trump has asked the country's highest court to revive his restriction on travelers from six Muslim-majority countries. These include Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Justice Department spokeswoman Sara Isgur Flores said her agency is confident that President Trump's executive order is well within the lawful authority to keep the nation safe and protect communities from terrorism. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer added,
"The president's not required to admit people from countries that sponsor or shelter terrorism, and until he determines that they are properly vetted and do not pose a threat or risk to the United States, it's pretty consistent with what we've talked about."
The latest ruling against Trump's travel policy came from Virginia's Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in May. For updates to these stories and more 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA.